Fisher and Freelance take you inside one of the world's most famous magazines to see how the movers and shakers really work. Time now for a special look inside the South of Roanoke magazine. Now it can be told.
What do you think? Shall we lead off our next month's issue with our story on old money is the best money?
Well, you know, I think we should continue to feature what our South of Roanoke readers like most.
What's that?
Pictures of houses.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing more exciting than the picture of a house.
Hey, but don't forget, we have to do a special story on dry cleaning this month.
Dry cleaning? Why dry cleaning?
Because we sold almost all of our advertising pages to dry cleaners, that's why.
Oh. Hey, how about this for a storyline?
Let me hear it.
How dry cleaning changed my life.
Hey, it's good.
I like
real
that.
Good. Hey, don't forget, this issue is also our best and worst in Roanoke poll. Yes, where we put the questionnaire in the magazine, have our readers pick the best and worst.
Hey, yeah, but this time, let's really include some important and relevant stuff like best grilled cheese sandwich.
All right.
Best self-service gas station.
Hey, don't forget, best and worst plumber.
Oh, yeah, right.
Let's face it. This is important information.
I can see it now.
This could be our finest hour. This is the kind of thing our South of Roanoke magazine readers thrive on.
Wow. Can our little ink spots do it again? Will the South of Roanoke magazine best and worst poll make editorial history? Can the poll increase their circulation past their current 43 subscribers? Is there a Pulitzer Prize in this? Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion of Inside the South of Roanoke magazine later on the Fisher Freelance program.